talk about me when I'm gone. No, honey, no, our friendship ceases from now on. If you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all. That's my advice. You go your way, I go mine. Best we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings us luck to you. Makes no difference, I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Now, I can tell you, you know, I've had contact with extraterrestrials.
No, me too.
I've spoken to the collective, and I've asked specifically for types of visits, where I'll say I want to visit with someone who's of the same frequency of me, possibly someone who already knows me. And I'm communicating on an emotional wavelength. And you know what happened, Laura? When I made that connection, I was visited by two different Star Nation women within 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Two. And one of them, when she came, I woke up, and I was trying to get back to sleep, and then when I got into this alpha theta state, I was lying there with my eyes closed, and I didn't see her, but all of a sudden I felt this wave of energy coming through my body. It was her. It felt very feminine. It felt very peaceful and loving. And then I heard her voice, and she said, "It's me." And then she was stroking my arms. So obviously she and I know each other. Like, who else would say "it's me"? only somebody who says it's me is as if you know each other.
Yeah, so it's like a familiarity thing. It's like, hello.
Yeah, so wow.
Because I studied the telepathy primer, and I put my attention and spoke to the collective and asked specifically that I wanted to meet someone of these, these qualifications of maybe they know me, of the same vibration, and then she showed up, and then she said, it's me.
Sure. You're listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m.
She was gone.
Man, that's so huge. What kind of words can you leave us with as far as what is going on in the world currently and what we can begin to maybe embrace? Like, people are making a decision right now between I'm going to fear and I'm going to freak out and I'm going to put my attention on whatever's coming through the media and all this stuff. And externalizing it. And then there's people that are going to go into prayer, meditation, and they're going to try and shift things through their own internal process. And maybe engage all that stuff. I mean, is there a common ground? Is there a meeting point? I mean, what can we leave people with based on your knowledge and wisdom? Besides, what are your final thoughts? You know, just to share with people who might feel this tug and pull between fear, anxiety, and, no, we totally got this. And the places of complacency and those places of, oh, no, let's fight for it and fight for it. But that's draining, too. Like, isn't there a greater wisdom that we can all, which you've been expressing, but, just to wrap up this interview, what are maybe final thoughts?
Are to stay out of the negative lower frequencies of fear and everything else that's going on this planet and the depression that's fighting with this planet. Do what you enjoy to do that makes you happy, that brings up your vibration. And, meditation can take many different forms. It's not just, quieting your mind. Meditation can be in playing an instrument. It can be in painting. It can be in reading a book. It can be in writing. Do what you love to do, what makes you happy, and raise your vibration that way. That's what it's about. And continue to educate yourself, too, to what's going on, I have my own radio show.
Me too.
Pyramids of Mars UFO Radio on the Artist First Network. You can find it also at my website at pyramidsofmars.com. That's where you'll find all my music. But I have my own radio show. I've done over 50 interviews.
Oh, I did a lot of shows too, buddy.
I've expressed a lot of what's going on this planet with the guests they've had on. So educate yourself. But as I said, put yourself in a high frequency and not pay attention to the negativity. Don't pay attention to those people wearing a mask, those people who are driving their cars with a mask on. ignore it. Stay in your high frequency. Do the things that you love to do that make you happy. Just be happy. And we've got to ride this out.
Well, in your best judgment of the situation we're in, do you see, I know you already mentioned it throughout the interview, but do you see the good and the awesomeness rising? I mean, or do you feel like the awesomeness rising needs to just go over there and I mean, I still feel connected to this positive wave of energy that's just going to expose all the crimes against humanity, and people are just going to wake up. And, you know, the bifurcation part of it is getting real stronger, as far as, you know, really realizing that there's not as much awake people that, not that I had an expectation, but it's like, you know, when you hold the truth in your heart, you're on that timeline, right? Is that kind of what you're saying? Sorry, I just drank some water and I went down the wrong tube. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
There's, we have to understand that we are less than a year into official first contact. When this takes place, it's going to change everything. This is 32 star nations that are involved in official first contact. This is going to change everything. A lot of things are going, a lot of people are going to want answers to everything.
We go, listen
and
to this show.
A lot of people are going to have to start explaining what's really been going on and the information that's been suppressed on this planet for a long time.
I've been
and
explaining
what the governments have known for a long time. But then there's a long process of then understanding who we are as a species, our long lost or purposely covered up history, who we are as a species, where we come from, and where are we going. So there's going to be so many questions. So this is the Great Awakening. This will be the Great Awakening. The answers are going to be coming. That we're not alone in the universe, and that we have a Star Nation family who's been waiting to welcome us back in for a long time. So this is the greatest time in the human history to actually be living. But we have to go through the darkness to get the light.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're moving through the birth canal. We can either be trapped in it and buy into things outside of ourselves, or we can trust, you know, these very things that you're shedding a lot of light on. And, man, you know, you're a tremendous being, and you are gifting this planet with such incredible music.
Coming down the suffragettes
are coming your way.
Yeah, of the primary.
So if you ain't got nothing good to say, you better shut your damn mouth.
Go on with your day.
Into the music that'll actually be recorded in the digital recording of your songs, and I couldn't believe it. I was fascinated by this. And she said, told me that I was already playing at a telepathic level, but I didn't know what I was doing, or was even conscious of it. So once you become conscious of it and you start working at it and being more proactive, that's when you start to develop it. So she worked with me for years to help me to work with us, to play music at your deepest emotional level, and to, weave stories and let the music flow from the deepest part of your being, and to let go and become the music, and then sing the strings and sing them with your heart, with all your passion. And that's where it's from. And I find there's so many musicians who have lost sight of this or are completely unconscious of it. And they think that music is all about, it's like an arms race or something like that, Especially with guitar players. It's like an arms race. You can play the fastest riffs,
I can.
All the stuff. Look how good I am as a guitar player. And that's not what it's about,
Right, where it's all like show. Oh my gosh.
You gotta get right with that, because what they're trying to do right now is fuck up your emanation.
Now the demons
to keep you down.
And many souls on this world, they do reap. You had a chance to see all lots of time, too. Can't say that they ain't been merciful with you. So some motherfucker wanna come by and cross me and say, can you guess me? or tell me what to do. You better believe that your destination is a fiery stew. Better show me some of the reverence that I show you.
Your dog probably knows more than you.
music is a consciousness thing. It's a communication of a story, of telling a, of weaving a story. So that was one thing that they taught me. And then it was about 2.5 years ago, we had they had a new woman who showed up at the Ponte base, and her name is Thera. And her expertise is in the tonal language of the cetaceans, the whales and the dolphins.
That's the 15th, that's the highest, like, magenta ray energy to activate our DNA, and that's huge. These are the guardian founder races, you know?
Oh, this is new.
It's because of them!
Well, I'm just adding to, I mean, what I know about the cetaceans and their extraterrestrial link. You don't even need to know because you're already in it. You already are vibe. That's your frequency. So, oh, I got a lot to share, and I'll tell you later, but oh my gosh. Anyway, keep going.
This is awesome. So, Thera explained to me that the whales and the dolphins speak in a complex telepathic tonal language. That they tell stories. They tell visual stories. And the whales they've been around, you know, their souls have been around for a long, long time. And they've hung around this long to help Earth to ascend and to help humans to ascend. But Thera, I asked her, can you teach me this tonal language? And she said, yes. And so it was about 2.5 years ago. Like, I've got a lot of downloads from the Ponte where I wake up. And I'll know that I got a download because by about 11:30, I'm feeling really tired. By 1 o'clock, my brain feels like soggy cotton. I can't stay awake. And I'm exhausted. And I have to go home for a reboot nap. And then I basically just flatline, and then my brain is rebuilding itself with all these new neurological connections that they've done with these downloads and the information they give me. I've gotten so many downloads over the years. But the largest download I got was that whale download, which took me 3 days to recover from it. And so then when I found out what they had done, they said they had given me the beginner's course. Then they gave me instructions in regards to how to unlock this or unzip this download. And they explained it basically for me to go down to Lake Ontario, which is a lake next to me, with my guitar.
I grew up on Lake Ontario. I lived in Western New York, yeah. Anyway, keep going.
Cool, okay. So to go down to Lake Ontario in Hamilton with my guitar near sunset, and as the elements of the waves, the water and the fire of the sky are blending together, let the music come to me and just pay attention to the length of the notes and the emotions and the chords that are coming through, and that this tonal language will naturally, it'll start to unzip itself. It took almost 9 months for something to happen. And then one day I was working on a song on my last CD, and my music's all instrumental, so I was creating this lead melody for this song. And while I was working on it, you know, I had the song playing in a loop, and I was working on that melody. I finally, it was synchronizing with something very deep, and I could feel it, that it was coming from much deeper than anything, and the emotion was very powerful of what I was playing. And after I recorded the demo, I got contacted by Sue Walker, who's the telepath for Sandia. I haven't even talked about Sue Walker. She actually, she is the telepath for Sandia, who does all the tweeting for them on the computer. So it's not the Ponte who are doing the tweeting, physical tweeting, it's actually Sue, okay?
And they haven't been banned, like they're banning everybody from social media, they're still there? On Twitter?
Oh, no. Yeah. But no, like, listen, but it's all the time. The entire time, it's Sue Walker and Reverend White Otter.
Who's telepathy?
Who, they met the Ponte, or the Ponte had contacted them, and they've been working for the Ponte, you know, ever since then, for like 5 or 7 years. So I'm very close friends with Sue and Otter. I work very closely with them. But it was Sue who contacted me and said, it was Thera and Tini just contacted me. They heard you telepathically playing your guitar over in Albuquerque, and they said whatever you were playing, they said you access the tonal language.
So this is how, okay, because that was going to be my next question. What was the story behind how you began to connect with these beings, the Zetas at Sandia Base? So Sue Walker,
whoa, what was that?
Telepath, yeah, that they had heard you playing music and had her get in touch with you. Is that what you're saying?
Oh no! I met Sue like 3 years ago.
Oh yeah, that's all great. That's Kevin Estrella. The whole point I wanted to put this on Space Plane when it talked about that tonal language, and that was it, man. The tonal language. You gotta do it to it out there if you playing the music.
Man with wavy hair in my dreams. He was talking to me, and one day I could remember clearly what he was saying, that they were here to protect me and I needed to stay on this planet because I had chosen to be here, because I had a mission. And I remember I was saying, no, I want to go back with you, I want to go back. And they were saying, no, you have to understand that you chose this mission and you have to stay until you accomplished it. Taller, brown hair, and he said, let us go and sit and talk. I was like, is it really happening to me? What? So we went to another room. It was filled with light, and there was a bit of a depression and round curved seats, and we sat there. And Torhan was putting his hand in my back just to ground me. So he said that he didn't reply straight away because he's working a lot and he didn't pay attention and he was on Earth. So what came in this conversation was that he came in... he came in 1954, but he came a few times before.
This is Ilana Danan talking about Val Thor, Valiant Thor.
Already. And he was sent by the Galactic Federation to convince the leaders of Earth at the time not to make bad choices. Because the Federation had contacted some leaders to warn them not to make agreement with tricky, toxic races.
So there was the visitation with the Nordics, though, that happened in 1994,
yes.
And then the Greys came along. But are you saying Valiant Thor was a part of that first contact with the Nordics?
No, he came after.
Okay, but he had started to visit Earth in 1954, and then...
Yes.
No,
okay.
Yes.
So, but the warning was... I mean, he was a part of that team, but he wasn't in that contact. I mean, he's...
Oh, he was part of the project.
Gotcha.
He was part of the project.
With the Nordics. He started with the Nordics.
Yes. Yes. The Nordics, as many know the story, which he confirmed... they were sent by the Federation, and they wanted to warn the people, the leaders, not to accept that they were about to be contacted by another racist of Greys, and
stay
that
away.
They shouldn't. They were advised not to accept because it would be a bad choice. Because
and what did they do? They accepted it. And what did they get? They got the bogus technology to hijack their minds and be colonized.
These didn't want the good of humanity. And he said, so the Nordic said to president at the time that, you know, that they would instead offer them, if they want, to deactivate their weapons in order and teach them how to get on with each other and make peace and try to ease the envy and the greed between nations, giving everyone the same amount of technology and help, medical technology, free energy devices, propulsion technology, a lot of things, if they agreed to with them to of their assistance.
What was Thor Han a part of this Nordic group?
No.
No. Okay. Keep going.
No. 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 The thing is, it's been turned down. And what Valiant Thor said, well, his name is Val, in fact. Valiant is an interpretation. He said it's not his name, it's Val Thor. Okay, he said that your great-grandfather wanted to sign to go with the Nordics because he understood this was the way forward for humanity. And that Valiant Thor said that he found in your great-grandfather a man who loved children, a man who was very drawn to protecting children, and that resonated with him, and that's how he thought there was hope, because your great-grandfather was thinking about the future of the future children and the future of humanity throughout children. And there was something very important about children. And he was about to accept because Things have been going on since 1954, and it was in between agreements, and then agreements were signed behind the president's back, Valiantor said, by 12 men of power, and I
Majestic 12
he was talking about, without the consent of the president. They signed with the Greys.
They signed with the Greys, and now here we have it in our modern malaise.
There's no pedophiles in this movie at all. Okay, wait, maybe there's one. Okay, maybe there's two or three. But there's no human traffickers. Okay, maybe there's a couple.
Oh, shit.
That's right, Ben. You got involved with the most murderous sex cults imaginable.
Well, then tell these guys that I'm not a terrorist.
In Hollywood, your parents must have been Satanists. They were by the cult. You know that, too.
You better goddamn well tell me the truth. No more lies. You understand? No more lies.
Did you do this?
Just answer the question.
Did you have me taken off in an airplane?
Just answer the question. Put your hands over there. That's it. Fokker, yes or no?
Yes.
Are you a male nurse?
Yes.
Are you a pilot?
Do you participate in underage male prostitution? Where we got pictures of you?
Did you spray paint the tail of a cat to pass him over to Mr. Jinx?
Yes.
And did you do that because you desperately were seeking my approval?
Yes.
Because you love my daughter Pam?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that nice? She makes a good husband everywhere, even though he seems like a fucking queer.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do it.
What are we gonna do, huh?
Hold on, I'm gonna go for a second.
Where are you going, Mississippi?
Huh?
What I need you to do, yo, buddy.
Yeah.
So the Nordics came and then the Greys came, and
yes.
12 men without the authorization of Eisenhower signed yes. deals with the Greys, yes. and they've been yes. looking at Eisenhower ever since.
Yes, yes. So Eisenhower was very angry and wanted to reverse, but it was too late. Because, you know, these people, their ethics are very interesting. Be they the bad one or the good ones, they put ahead of everything the free will. They cannot impose a decision, even if it is assistance. If the people, the species, doesn't require assistance, they can't force it. It's about the free will. So what Valthor told me that day, 2 weeks ago, he said, you need to request assistance, but not by putting yourself down as inferior, but by putting yourself at the same level as us. Because if you request to be freed from slavery, because that's what we're talking about, do not ask as in the position of a slave. We're not gods, we're not superior to you, we just have a different technology, more advanced, but we're people like you, just born somewhere else, different technology. We are not superior, you're not inferior. You need to take, be conscious of your own power, your own abilities, and request assistance equal to equal, not on your knees, but standing strong. You need to do that as much as you can all over the earth. He said, we have stopped trying to get disagreement by your leaders. We've stopped. Now we are asking the whole people, everyone, to do this.
I'ma tell you, that was really something. We ain't never coming on nothing. We do this thing on the platform. We go ahead, better chase. I'm bringing the business.
Thank you. goes to your pedophile island, huh?
Be home, I gotta take a bath. So I gave her 2 hours, then I called her back. You know I was ready, but I roll her head crackers when I asked, can I? She cut me off the stuffing. I gotta call you back. Aw, baby, you busy doing nothing.
BDM, 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 BDM.
You're busy doing nothing. She was from out of state. I was wondering, will the same thing happen to me like a deja vu? Let me keep quiet and go into a tale. See, I was chilling at the chapter 3. Word is born, she looked the fly. She looked the fly as could be. I thought she was different because she was by herself. She looked the wholesome and in good physical health. I walked by, she said hi. It's you to be out the M of the M of the A-R-K-I. I said, yes, can I have the number to your home? Are you allowed to call Jersey on your phone? She chuckled, we exchanged. I went home, joked about it. How she was gonna be mine with no doubt about it. But every time I call, I say, what's up, muffin? I'm doing something now. Aw, baby, you're busy doing nothing.
BDM, BDM,
you're busy doing nothing.
At a club in the Bronx, I was rocking with Capri, who got a good response. It was Backspin June and limo driver Mike. You chill in the car, cause clubs he didn't like. So me and B went in just to look around, seeing girls that had bass with sense around. Then we all got on stage and rocked the house. There were no fights and not even outside. Then we got in the car, saw two drillers, those shining like a star. One was with Mike, the other one with June. Yo, it's not gonna be this for soon. So beat out for Mike and hook me with a sister. If I knew she was like that, I would've had this. Because every time me and B call them both up, they both were busy? Nah, they're busy doing nothing.
B-D-M-B, they're busy doing nothing. Give me that. That's junk. This goes out to all you bitches doing nothing. That's all you've been doing. Right, my right feet. Am I right, dog? Am I right, shell? Am I right, feet? Am I right, side? Am I right, fella? They don't be bitches doing nothing.
They go nowhere fast and they go backwards with Bart Simpson in the background. All of a sudden, Roadrunner got shot by the Apollo, though. World up. I didn't even. Okay. Ah!
You have been listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 every Tuesday night at midnight until 2 a.m. You heard a bunch of stuff, you just heard some Bismarcky. Before that, you heard some stuff done by me, the host of the show, Tony E., recorded by overdubbing VHS tapes. And we do it! And we're ringing bells and busting grapes! And we'll check y'all next week! A space plane!
Space plane!